Welcome. This is Bucks Kickoff. Are you ready for some NFL football? Now, this is an important game. It's an important game for the backups, but it's an important because these guys that are going to play in this game tonight are going to be counted on as the season rolls on, as they get into the playoffs, as they make their run getting back to the Super Bowl. It happened last year. Arians mentioned it. So don't, these guys are going to be, driving a pickup truck. No. A lot of these guys on this Buccaneer team, they're going to play in this game tonight, are going to be used. Injuries are going to happen. It's 17 games, and it's not including the playoffs. So you know what? I'm going to tell you what I want to see in this game. I'm going to tell you what I have been seeing and hearing because I've been inside One Buck Place all week long with this controlled scrimmage. Tennessee Titans are here. What the opponent is going to bring tonight, Paul Kaharsky. He is the Tennessee Titans beat reporter. He's here. He's been here all week. He's Outkick 360. He's out of Nashville. And he's paulkaharsky.com. He's going to come on here on Bucks Kickoff with me. So you're going to find out what the Tennessee Titans are doing and everything that I've been seeing. It's Bucks Kickoff, and I am pumped to be here with you on JoeBucksFan.com. And also, happy and honored to be presented by Bill Curry Ford. You're going to be hearing plenty about Bill Curry Ford all season long. They are Tampa Bay's first family of Ford, 1 mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry. The Curry family is there like they've been for the past 61 years, and GM Sean Sullivan is the man. He is always ready to field any question you may have, whether it be about buying or leasing, or even you just want to have your vehicle fixed and fixed right. Go to BillCurryFord.com. Shoot Sean an email or call him by phone or even stop into the showroom and demand to speak to him personally. And don't forget about that Joe Bucks Fan discount. They love Bucks fans at Bill Curry Ford, home of the nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. It is BillCurryFord.com, BillCurryFord.com, and the man to talk to is Sean Sullivan. My name is Rock Rowley. I've been covering the Buccaneers since the days of Pepinrud Stadium and Sam Weish. But nothing about the past. We're talking about right now, tonight, for this game, okay? Saturday night, Friday night, 24 hours. Once it's 24 hours, I say tonight, okay? And here's what I want to see in this game. I want to see them be mad, be bad mother mofos. That's what I want to see. Play hard. Get in that mindset. Devin White put it great this week. He said, "We are now the hunted. Everybody that's coming to us, they want us. We're the Super Bowl champ. They want us. We got to bring it every game." This was evident first practice. I'm watching the Tennessee Titans come here. Now, they're out of their camp. They're in a new environment. There's something to be said about that. But when Brady threw that first pick, on day one, you should have seen that Tennessee Titans sidelines. They were hooting and hollering like it was a playoff game. They've got something to prove. And this is what's going to happen. There's going to be that one first hot day, 1 o'clock game against like the Miami Dolphins. And the Buccaneers have to bring it. They have to bring it. Or they're going to find that they're going to be dealing with some losses. And so after that first practice, On whatever day it was, Tuesday, Wednesday, with the Tennessee Titans. From what I understand, the Buccaneer coaching staff, they ripped a new asshole to their position players. There was too many drops. The defense was giving up the run, and they came out totally different on day number two. This is what's going to happen during the season. And I think that was a wake-up call for them. I think it was actually good that the Titans were playing for something. They're playing against the GOAT. You know what I mean? And so this is what's going to happen all season long. Number two, I want to see the quarterbacks. Now, Blaine Gabbert's going to get the start. He is your backup, all right? I understand that. And I'm not like Lee, the one of the Joes. He always thinks, I don't care about the backup. If the backup, your starter goes down, you're screwed. Listen, years and years and years ago, the New York Giants with Phil Sims, he went down. Hotstetler came in, Jeff Hotstetler. They won the freaking Super Bowl. You know what I mean? This team is too damn talented to just say, if the GOAT goes down, oh my God, yeah. But it's not reason to give up. So you got to have a really decent backup. I want to see a lot of Kyle Trask tonight. Trask is, you know, he's a rookie. He is a rookie. He's got a good arm. He's smart. He works hard. You know what I mean? There's a reason they saw something in him in order to draft him. Ryan Griffin did not have a good game against the Cincinnati Bengals. For a guy that's been around enough, some of his decisions were not good. So you know what? I got to see some Trask tonight. You know, and this thing about, well, Trask will be your quarterback like 3 years down the road, you know, because Brady's going to play another two after this and this and that. And then you don't know what's going to happen. There could be a, I'm not even going to jinx anything. Something could happen. And then, you know, what if and then Leftwich gets a job next year and Arians after, you know, a year or two, he's gone. No, I'm looking like now in case there's injury, you know, I'm in the now. So give me some Kyle Trask. That's what I want to see tonight. Also, I want to see O.J. Howard and Cam Brate. You know what you're getting from Gronk. Gronk is the man. Gronk, by the way, in practices, he gets the biggest pop. Gronk, you know, Brady, obviously, but Gronk, he's a fan favorite. But he's fine. He's in Florida shape now. That wasn't the case last year for training camp. I ain't worried about Gronk. Leftwich this week had a good point. He's like, I love having O.J. Howard and Gronk in there because they can take care of defensive ends. They can take care of guys coming because they can block. You know, but O.J. Howard, he's still coming off the Achilles. But I want to start seeing him now. I want to start seeing him. You're out there, you're practicing. I want to see O.J. Howard tonight. And I want to see more of Cam Brate. Buccaneer defense, play better, play physical, stop the run. They were giving up too much. Now, you're not going to see A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, or it doesn't look like you're going to see Derrick Henry in this game tonight. So this Buccaneer defense better shut this Titans offense down. That's what I want to see, okay? And again, depth backup. You're going to the twos and the threes that are playing in this game tonight. You're going to need them. Look at what Mike Edwards did last year. Ryan Succop. I want him dead solid perfect for when they start against the Cowboys. I want to see some field goal attempts. I want to see him nail it through. Get that mental mindset, because if he's got any kind of like a little bit, he was off in the beginning of the camp, then he's come back. You know, you can't fix that during the regular season. So suck up. Suck it up. Let's go. And I want to see a win. I want to see a win. I know it's preseason. Start getting in that mindset, that little bit of a celebration. Aaron's used to be like that when he first came here. And I was like, it's preseason. I want to win. He wanted to win everything. Now the Buccaneers are like, man, we're Super Bowl champs. You know, we're so stinking good. No. You know what? I actually want to see a win. All right, now it is time for what are the opponents going to bring in this game. Let's go to my man. He covers the Tennessee Titans, all right? You want to know about the Tennessee Titans? Let's go to the source. Here we stink and go.
All right, I am with the legend, Paul Kaharsky. Oh, my God. Outkick 360, paulkaharsky.com. You are it. Okay, what can Buccaneer fans expect to see from the Titans tonight? Arian said he's not going to play any starters because they're banging for 2 days. What about it for the Tennessee Titans?
Well, Titans offensively don't even have starters out for the practices that we saw. Derrick Henry, big load management. Julio Jones played one team period on August 2nd. Landed gingerly. We haven't seen him since that. And A.J. Brown, very limited. Two starting linemen have been out. They've got like six of their top, you know, 12 on offense haven't even been practicing, so you're not going to see them. I wouldn't expect much on offense. Defensively, in the opener, they played, you know, starting inside linebackers, starting safeties, at least one starting corner. So I think you'll see a little bit more, but I think it'll be vanilla and bland on the Titans side, just like on the Bucs side, it sounds like. Now, the Titans have some interesting players who are doing a good job of filling the void. Marcus Johnson, Chester Rogers at receiver in particular, interesting guys to watch, but they're making bids for 4 and 5.
Now, I noticed on day one, it just seemed like maybe the Titans had a little bit more juice. I mean, they're going up against the go. They're coming into the home of the Super Bowl champions, Bucks. And again, it's practice. I'm trying to tell everybody, you know, these are 2 days of practice. Well, what's the overall? Did you get a little bit of a sense of that they're coming in here?
Well, I watched mostly Titans defense that first day, and Brady said, you know, they did a lot to confuse. He threw three picks, I think. They've got a lot to prove. You know, they won 11 games. They won the division. division. They hosted a home playoff game. They lost to Baltimore, but they did all that despite having a 29th ranked yardage defense, and they were all-time bad third down defense. I mean, it was a coin flip as to whether a team was going to convert against them or not. It was over 50%, slightly over 50%, just atrocious. 19 sacks, one of only two teams in the history of the sack era to go to the playoffs with that few sacks. Lots to do on defense. They've changed a lot of the personnel. So I think they're more serious in preseason and camp about getting that defense communicating and firing on the same cylinders. I think at least on Wednesday, we saw the defense do some of that. So it'll be interesting to see how much. I thought there was a little bit of a statement by Vrabel to get at least some of those guys on the field in the preseason opener. To see how much of that goes. I'm curious to see if we pick up on that, though. I don't think we're going to see a lot of lead guys because of these 2 days of work.
Here's my last one, Paul. It was interesting. I was reading and listening to you on Outkick 360, and you're saying, you know, when you came here, you expected a little bit more maybe of the vibe. They're only allowing season pass members. Is this a little different than what's going on at Titans camp, and were you a little surprised?
No, maybe the reason that I was so looking forward to some crackles because there's nothing going on at Titans camp. The Titans are building a second building on their property, and everything's closed. They had one stadium practice, but it was poorly timed. It was right at 5 o'clock on a Monday night when there was a threat of lightning, so I could understand people not fitting their work schedule and being scared that a crack of lightning would have sent everybody into the concourses for a long delay and all of that. But then you come somewhere like here and you're thinking, there'll be some buzz and some crackle. And it wasn't just the fans. I mean, I know it's a limited number and everything, but there wasn't a lot on the field either, at least on the first day. And so, you know, maybe that's just training camp circa 2021. I don't know.
All right. Hey, PaulKaharsky.com and Outkick360. You're the man.
Thanks very much. Great to be with you.
All righty. There you go. Paul, he's good, isn't he? He's good. He's one of those beat writers that also does radio and TV, and they're on YouTube. They got something going on there with that Outkick 360 out of Nashville. Great, 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 great show. Give him a follow all season long. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that, my man. You are the man. That's what I'm going to bring you all season long, man. I want to go inside, give you a little insider. Again, my name is Rock Riley, and this is Bucks Kickoff, exclusively on JoeBucksFan.com, presented by Bill Curry Ford. Happy to have Bill Curry Ford on Bucks Kickoff with me. Now, you're going to hear a lot about Bill Curry Ford all season long. They are Tampa Bay's first family of Ford. 1 mile north of the stadium, Mondale Mabry. You can't miss it. Beautiful showroom. The Curry family is there like they've been for the past 61 years. GM Sean Sullivan, he's the guy to see. He's the guy to speak to. He is always ready. He will take your questions, anything you have, whether it's buying, it might be leasing, or if you just want your vehicle fixed and get it done right. Sean Sullivan, Bill Curry Ford. Go to BillCurryFord.com. The easiest way, a couple of ways to get a hold of Sean. You can email him, you can call him by phone, or you know what? Just stop in their showroom and say, I want to speak to Sean Sullivan. Don't forget, this is great, about the Joe Bucks fan discount. They love Buccaneer fans at Bill Curry Ford, home of, I love this, the nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. It is BillCurryFord.com. You know, he talked there about, like, see, here's the Buccaneers only playing in front of, like, just season pass members. The Tennessee Titans, they're practicing without any fans. And they are doing construction. I had forgotten about that because I had read about that, and then Paul mentioned that. They're doing construction on their facility, so they don't have any fans. They're practicing in front of no fans. But they had one night where they went to the stadium and they allowed some fans in, and you can't get autographs now because of the virus. It's the same thing at Bucks camp. And so what they did was they brought out these bins of little footballs, and they were all pre-signed. And then, like Tannehill, the players started chucking them into the stands. Now that's kind of cool because a fan can get a signed football, and you can say, like, hey, man, I caught it from Tannehill, or I caught it from A.J. Brown, or, you know, Julio Jones, or whatever. Vrabel. So I thought that was cool. Vrabel is well-liked. He is well-liked. He's just one of those guys that played the game, and there was one point where Arians is on his golf cart. There's only the only time that Arians gets up off of his golf cart during practice is when it goes 11 on 11. He gets up, boom, he's there. You know, a red zone. You know, 11 on 11, Arians is off the golf cart and he's up there. But other than that, Arians, he's the only coach that I know of in the NFL, because Tennessee media, Titans, they were getting a kick out of when they first saw that, because you usually don't see that in this day and age. You don't see head coaches just sitting riding around in a golf cart. I love it. And as I told you last Bucks kickoff, when it's time to go to the indoor facility, they have two staff members that open the big glass doors, and Arians drives his golf cart in. It's hysterical. But so there was a play where Buccaneers DBs were covering the receivers for the Tennessee Titans, and it looked like it might have been, it was broken up, and Vrabel comes walking down the side. They have officials, by the way, for these 2 days, which is great. And Vrabel comes walking down. He's like, "Hey, come on!" He was all over him, over him. And he goes, "Will you tell me what is interference and what isn't? No, just tell me. I don't know. I don't know anymore. Tell me." And he's jawing with the official. Arians is right there on his golf cart, and Arians is just staring. No expression. I was laughing. I was wondering what Arians was saying. Is he going to get involved? No, this is Rabel's deal. And Arians done. And then they blow the horn. And now it's time for the next. And Arians turns on his golf cart. And away he goes to wherever he's going for the next drill. But I thought that that was funny. All righty. Let's see what. Oh, do not. Here's the other thing, too. Everybody, Buccaneer fans, you guys were freaking out on the reports of the drop balls. There were drop balls on both sides on that first day. Maybe there were a little bit more. It's hard. They're working on two fields. I'm trying to watch everything and what you're allowed to see, where we know from the distance that you're at. But, yeah, there were some drops. There were drops. I didn't see. There weren't any drops the next day. It's because, and I'm not making this as an excuse, but it is so hot, it's practice number like 17 or 18 for the Bucks, and you try, you know, I'm not making an excuse. There is no way to be physically pumped up and be on your game laser focus on 18 practices in this Florida stinking heat. You just go out and walk to your car in your air-conditioned car, and then you go to your job, which is probably air-conditioned. Now you get-er-dones that are working out in the heat, I bow down to you dudes and maybe ladies that are listening, because I don't know how you do it, and I don't know how they do it. But they needed a kick in the ass, and that's what they got by their coaching staff, and there were no drop balls on day number two. And again, like it's practice, so don't freak out. Do not freak out. Here's the other thing. Two things that the Buccaneers do that nobody else does in the NFL. Their head coach drives around in a golf cart, and number two, they don't play any music. They don't. They're the only team that I know of in the NFL. Every single practice, I don't know who started this, what team started this, they play music. They play music. I guess it's to nowadays, like, you know, with our attention spans and we got to have so much stuff going on in our heads or being on our phones, and you can't just have like normal quiet where coaches coach. And I think they're the only team that does that with no music. I think that's good. It's practice. It's working. It's coaching. And they coach. One other thing that I noticed, and Paul Kaharsky mentioned this, the Buccaneers, when they do their drills, when it's one-on-ones with the quarterbacks, and then there's a DB and a receiver, there's a DB and a receiver over here, the Buccaneers get off like three different plays compared to the Tennessee Titans' pace gets off one. I noticed that these beat reporters now, it used to be like if you were covering a team, you're just there, you take your notes, you'll do interviews afterwards, you get your quotes, and you'll do your story. No, now you got to put on social media video what you're allowed to shoot. So the Tennessee Titans media, they couldn't keep up. Like they were like, they would usually, you take a pick and then boom. And now the next one is coming already. You might as well just keep your record button on, because it's like, Brady's thrown here. Boom. Now it's Gabbert. Boom. Now it's Griffin. Boom. Now it's Trask. Boom. Trask. Boom, 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 boom. Whereas over here, Tannehill, boom, he throws one. Boom. It takes your time. Now, is this going to mean anything in a game? Does it really mean anything? I don't know. But it's just something worth noting, seeing the difference of the pace that Clyde Christensen and the Buccaneers run with Brady and the quarterbacks compared to another team. Much, much, much faster. Oh, something else that I find amazing. So Tom Moore is a quarterback's coach, offensive coach, consultant. That might be his title. He is 82 years old. He was born in 1938. Tom Moore will be 83 in November. Tom Moore wears long pants and sleeves that are long. Now, I know it's the dry, what do they call it? Dry fit, quick dry, whatever. It's 115 degrees heat index, and he is out there, and he's not sitting down. And do you know what else he does? And I didn't know this until I was watching Paul on an Outkick 360, and they do, like, they put it on YouTube, so he was out way after practice. We're all long gone, and he was doing his show, and one of the nights I'm watching it, and he actually turned his camera over, and he said, lap number three for Tom Moore. Tom Moore, at 82 years old, in 100-plus degree heat, with long pants on, does laps. He goes, here's lap number three for Tom Moore. Huh! What 83-year-old do you know does that? It's just incredible. I just find that, I find that a little bit interesting. All right, more things that I've noticed. What are we going to see in this game tonight? The fans were really, really jacked up for the Bengals game, and I'm, you know, I don't know if it's because it's just that first game. There's been the COVID. They haven't had the chance in person, a lot of them. I walked around pregame. I thought it was great. Fans were hooting and hollering, Tampa Bay, Tampa Bay. I was seeing fans jacked up. I was seeing fans partying and even in the heat. And it was like, it was good to see. It was good to see. And Gronk mentioned this week, now this is coming from Gronk, that he said the atmosphere at Ray J was lit. He said it was better. The vibe was better for this preseason game than it was in the Super Bowl. Because a lot of times with these Super Bowls, what it is it's corporate money. Like, you can't afford. Look at how much those tickets were. So the diehard Buccaneer fans brought it, and I'm expecting them to bring it again tonight. All right, some other things that I... Joe Tryon. Now, Joe Tryon, he looks the part. He is fast. And I was listening to Ian Beckles, the former Buccaneer player. I know he's got a podcast. He's on the Animal DAE. And I was listening the other day, and I was driving, and he was like, look, man, the play that Tryon had, that sack, you know, he wasn't blocked. So anybody's going to be able to come in and block. And Arians, by the way, I was there for the press conference with Arians. Arians was like, that's the worst call I've seen in 10 years. Now that he's looked at the film and what the game has become, he did say that Tryon did hit high. He did come up high. He's got to get down lower. He will learn from that. And Arian's kind of like, now that I look at it, okay. But I listened to teammates, JPP, Devin White. Devin White said, he is, what does he say? Something like he's blowing up. He's blowing up tackles and ends. And I'm looking forward to playing with him for a long time. JPP said, Tryon is way further ahead than I was at this point. And again, as you're a diehard Buccaneer fan here on Joe Bucks Fan, I know you know this. He didn't play all last year. He was out. That was only his first time. But what he's doing in practice. So he's still a ways away. He's a rookie. You're not going to know everything. It's impossible. But so far, he looks good. I want to see more of Tryon tonight. Couple of other things that what I am seeing, and oh, you know what? I want to give credit here from my coworker, the Sage, Ira Kaufman, the Sage of Tampa Bay Sports. And Ira's got a great podcast. He's got three columns a week here on Joe Bucks Fan. And I do read his stuff. I do listen to their podcast, the Ira Kaufman podcast. But I thought Sage had one of the best stats that I have seen. And Sage came up with the stat of the last 16 Super Bowl champs, zero had a losing record the next year. Zero out of the last 16. 11 of the last 16 have made the playoffs. Look, the Buccaneers have a damn good team. A damn good team. And I've been talking to a lot of former players at a high level, broadcasters that played the game. They're all saying the same thing. Wait till you hear. I don't want to give anything away, but they have so much talent. They brought everybody back, and they brought the entire coaching staff back. That's a big thing. So these guys can come out. They know the offensive system. They know the defensive system. They can play fast. They're talented. It's upstairs. It's bringing that mentality every game. Here's another thing that I noticed, the difference between the Tennessee Titans and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers practice a lot. Since I've been able to watch these practices, a lot of red zone. And holy shit. I went back to the stats of the Buccaneers in the red zone last year. Freaking phenomenal. They were one of the top 10, maybe even higher a little bit, of all offensive red zones. And Brady did not throw a pick. And I think he came up with something like 28 touchdowns and no picks in the red zone. You know why? Because they practice it so much. The Titans don't practice it that much. A lot of teams practice it, but not that much. They believe they're going to be in the red zone. Here's something for you old school Buccaneer fans. You go way back. Do you remember an offensive coordinator named Les Steckel? Now, these are from you old schoolers. He used to call it the green zone. And I said to him, Les, why do you call it the green zone? Everybody in the NFL calls it the red zone because that's the money zone. That's where you make your money, scoring touchdowns. And that's what the Buccaneers bring. Oh, one more thing before I go here. The fighting. You know what? Arians and Vrabel, before these 2 days of scrimmaging, said to each other, like, look, man, we want to just make each other better. No fighting. You good with that? I'm good with that. That doesn't do any good. But deep down, they do like the scraps. They do like their players backing one of their guys if one of their guys goes down. Now, Arians was funny where he's like, oh, I really like it where you get that guy that hides for the back. Like, he kind of runs up, and then he's protecting his teammate, and Arians is like, that's chicken shit. That's what he said. He goes, I got a kick out of that. But Antonio Brown, from what I understand over the years on in games, he doesn't talk as much trash talk, that much trash talk in games. He does his trash talking in practice so much. Now, I've watched him, even when the Titans aren't here, he talks so much shizzit. So much. So much. And you know what? He went off. He thought that it should have been a flag. He took the helmet off. The pictures are on social media. And by the way, and you've seen it, right? I just Google it. You can see it. Antonio Brown lands a left. It's like a hook, a cross. Boom. He lands it squarely. Now, I did tweet out, everybody did in the beginning, he's kicked out of practice. He took himself out because Arians told the team, anybody that fights, you're done for the day. Now, maybe he wanted a break. He was back out there after a while in the next session. They didn't kick him out. They want him to get in the work. You're going to have this. It's hotter than hell. The Titans are at practice number 16. The Buccaneers are at practice number 18. It's tight. It's tiring. It gets annoying. And you're just like, you're annoyed. Do you not get annoyed about things? So that stuff's going to happen. Antonio Brown is a trash talker in practice. You know who else is a trash talker? And I've been able to witness this up close. Devin White. Man, he's got a motor, man. He's a talker. Some guys are trash talkers. Some guys aren't. There was, I don't know if I told this on the last Buccaneer podcast, Bucks kickoff podcast, but I was in the end zone. There was a play in the end zone, and Gronk was covered by Devin White. It was a play over the middle, and it was broken out. And Devin White goes, "I own you. I own you. I own you." And Gronk didn't even look over. And Gronk walked back to the house. And I'm looking at the size of Gronk, and I am looking at Devin White. I own you. But that's just Devin White. Antonio Brown is a talker. And this stuff is going to happen. And here's what's going to happen. I'm going to be bringing you this energy, this insight, every single Buccaneer game pregame, 24 hours before kickoff. That's why this is called Bucs Kickoff. 17 weeks, including these preseason games and including the playoffs. This Bucs Kickoff is brought to you by Bill Curry Ford. You will hear plenty about my peeps, Bill Curry Ford, all season long. Bill Curry Ford, Tampa. They are Tampa Bay's first family of Ford. They are 1 mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry. The Curry family is there like they've been for the past 61 years. And GM Sean Sullivan is the man. Sean is always ready to field any questions you may have about buying, leasing, or fixing your vehicle. Head to BillCurryFord.com and shoot Sean an email. You can call him by phone. You can just stop into the showroom and demand to speak to him personally. And don't forget about that Joe Bucks fan discount. They love Buccaneer fans at Bill Curry Ford, home of the nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. It is BillCurryFord.com. One little quick story. I saw a father and son duo from Iowa that came all the way to Iowa to see Tristan Wirfs. They say he is such a good guy. And it's so funny how you get one side of him that he is so nice, and then you see how good he is on the field. He was incredible as a rookie. And that offensive line, man, because of the GOAT and where they are, I expect them to do just as well. Robert Hainsey is not going to play in this game. Arian said, I'd like him to play. I think he's ready, but we need him for the season. So we're going to hold out Hainsey, and then he'll play in preseason game number 3. So I want to see some bad mofos on that field for the Bucks tonight. Start getting in that winning mentality. Yeah, this young defense is going to play tonight. There is no Julio Jones. There is no A.J. Brown. There is no big man beast for a running back. So you better bring it and shut their asses down. And I'm going to shut this down right now. I'm back next week, 24 hours before kickoff. Honored to be with you. Thank you for being with me. My name is Rock Riley, and this has been Bucks Kickoff.